Hello and welcome back to Dr. Quackers, and today we're reviewing Aquaman, the first adaptation of the King of Atlantis and being the main aquatic hero of the DC Universe. This is the highest grossing movie of the DCEU, which is now over with the final release of Aquaman 2, which had a very different story at the box office. I have always liked this character. He has had some cool adaptations, like in the Justice League animated series, and in some of the animated DC movies. That is not something most people will admit to, but I like Aquaman. I used to, when I would go to my local comic book store, people were like, "Really? You're buying an Aquaman comic book?" I'm like, "Give me a loan." When I grew up, I loved Greek mythology, and besides Hades, Poseidon was my favorite god of Greek mythology. So he was basically Poseidon in comic books, so that's what made me interested in reading them, and obviously that'd be cool, you know, be like king of the ocean and shit. Got cool shit down here. Got octopuses and sharks, and those are cool, and I like them. So, yeah. that was why I'm initially interested. It'd be kind of cool. That'd be cool to breathe underwater. So, yeah, that was what initially got me interested in the character. When I first saw this movie, I enjoyed it. It wasn't great, but compared to other DC movies that were coming out at the time, it was. After rewatch, though, this definitely isn't one of my favorite DC movies. Part of the problem with it is how much they changed the character of Aquaman. Now, this movie follows the modern origin of the character being half-human, half-Atlantean. However, he has somewhat always been a serious character. He isn't a jokester. I mean, one of his first stories I can think of is how he cuts off his own hand to save his baby son from a watery grave that his brother was going to murder him and his nephew so he could be king of Atlantis. Not a whole lot of humor in that style of story. So having him make a lot of jokes, act like an idiot, and having him be a hardcore drinker just removes the kingly qualities that kind of make the character. The only joke I laughed at in this movie was when Arthur said he could have just peed on a device that required water to work. Mostly because it caught me so off guard. I didn't expect Aquaman to be sitting there like, "I could have just peed on it." It's so fucking... It's just stupid. It's just stupid. They made his character too similar to Jason Momoa's real-life personality. I'm not saying anything about him personally, but it's just not who Aquaman is. It just doesn't fit. But they don't do like some of the other qualities I thought they do with Jason Momoa, like, you know, him being, you know, a little more traditional and, you know, being super into his history, and they kind of do that with his dad, but then they kind of just go nowhere with it. So. Yeah. But yeah, they make him a little bit of a drunk asshole, and they give him Jason Momoa's like snarky humor that he tends to have in, you know, real life, and his affinity for like to drinking and partying. They gave him that, but yeah, it's just not Aquaman. I'm hoping that in the new DCU we will get a closer adaptation of the comics. Now, it's probably going to be a while before we get another Aquaman movie because of how bad the last one did. And, you know, people still think of Jason Momoa when they think Aquaman. So I'm hoping for at least like the first phase or two, or I'm hoping they don't call it phase. I hope they don't do exactly what Marvel's doing, but it's easier to say phase because, you know, most people are most familiar with the style set of MCU. I'm hoping for the first, you know, set of movies, it's mostly characters that we haven't seen in a while, or just fresh characters that we're not getting another movie about. That's what I'm hoping for. The cast includes Jason Momoa, Amber Heard, Patrick Wilson, Nicole Kidman, Willem Dafoe, Dolph Lundgren, Tamara Morrison, Randall Park, Michael Beach. All right. I'm going to try really hard to pronounce this correctly. As I've said in many other reviews, I'm terrible at names. So if the actor that has played this movie ever somehow manages to listen to this podcast, I apologize for fucking up your name. Yahya Abdul Malin II. The second. I hope I pronounced that correctly. I know I can pronounce Abdul and Mateen about the second, so... Yeah. Patrick Wilson does an okay job as OSHA Master. However, he seems a bit old to play the younger brother of Aquaman. Like, he's just a little bit too old to play Ocean Master. Because I feel like at this point, you know, he probably already would have succeeded. And this much, in that a large amount of time, you couldn't do what you needed to do without Aquaman interfering? That seems a bit of a stretch. I think the biggest positive of the movie is the color palette. I think they capture the kind of look Atlantis should have. You know, just all the fucking bright colors and stuff like that. I liked it. I think they did a great job with making the trench dangerous and scary. That was cool. The scene in the trench is the best scene in the movie. Just because the imagery alone, like when they're diving below and you see all the red, and you see all the fucking trench, like all the trench creatures fucking swarm around them. That's cool. And it does, like, you know, ocean is a big fear of a lot of people. And I think they capture that a lot in that scene. And so that was cool. I think they did a good job with that, capturing the spooky nature of the trench. So yeah, I liked that. That was my favorite part of the movie. The special effects are a little over the place. Creatures look decent. The trench creatures look the best, in my opinion. However, the human characters stick out so much, and that weird floaty effects of their hair and clothing doesn't look good. It's super weird, and I did not enjoy it. So, yeah, it just looks so goofy. Yeah. I think there's a reason. I think that's part of the reason why they will make random air pockets, so that way they don't have to do the weird, stupid, floaty hair effect with the floaty cloaks and shit. It just looks bad. It looks off. You could totally tell they're on a green screen. Like, fucking layout. It doesn't look good. It's not good. So, yeah. Overall, I give this movie a 4 out of 10. I think it's a slightly below average comic book film. I don't think they capture the character of Aquaman. I think the writing's pretty eh. I mean, the plan of Ocean Master makes sense. I think they capture Ocean Master the best. Black Manta's okay. I didn't mind him in the movie. I feel like they should have just not had him in the movie. Like, there's no real point to having him in it. Like, Ocean Master is enough of a villain, and then having a Black Manta randomly pop up, it just kind of slows things down. And I know they wanted like a physical threat villain, but you already got that from Ocean Master. I don't know, maybe they didn't feel like there was enough action in the movie, so they added another villain, so there was another fight scene with Aquaman, but I feel like they could have just waited to use that character, especially since Black Manta was, like, created in this movie at the same time, with Aquaman killing his father, or being responsible, you know, for allowing his father to die. So, he's like, fuck you, I'm gonna kill you, Aquaman. Yeah, I feel like they should just waited to use this character. It's not really needed in this movie. So, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed this review. If you did, I've reviewed almost all of the DCEU movies, so if you're interested in those, go check those out. I've also reviewed all kinds of other movies, TV shows, and anime, so if you want to check those out as well, it's highly appreciated. Also, you should drop a follow on whatever app is streaming through. That'll be your notification when I post a review. So, thank you, and I hope you have a fantastic day, my friend.